T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael Show, you're on the air. How are we looking today? Hopefully you're having a fantastic day, wherever it is you are. Certainly appreciate you taking a listen to us and joining us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. We've been telling you about Quick Trip. They have the Cheese Mountain Pizza Sale going on right now. Thin crust, $4.99, traditional and specialty, $7.99. They have assorted varieties. You got the take and bake or the bake to go. You can call ahead. They're going to have it ready for you. All kinds of good stuff right there from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Also today, the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, only $2.19 each. So tomorrow, the dunkers go on sale. So be loading up for that. Those donut dunkers, oh, those are good. Six-pack for only $1.99. So that starts tomorrow. But today, the Angus cheeseburger, spicy chicken sandwich, that's from our good friends over at Quick Trip. And don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. So good over at Quick Trip. So I want to get back to what we were talking about towards the top of the program with the defense and Mike Pettine. And so, and I wanted to get into all of this because we got into it, and then we had Bob Fesco from Kansas City on, and Boomer Esiason was on, and then we got into some baseball chatter. So I'm going to bring it all back. So the phone number is 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give me a shout, okay? So I want to know, in your guesstimation, okay, your thought. First of all, Mike Pettine is coming back as the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. That announcement late yesterday. You know, give me your thoughts on that. Secondly, was it the scheme or was it the personnel? Because here's the argument, and Bill brings up a really good point. Bill wrote me an email, and it's really long. I don't want to read the whole thing, but he basically said, look, if people feel that Mike Pettine isn't good and the talent was better and just underachieved, you have to let him go. But if you believe Pettine did more with less, then you would keep him around. It's a no-brainer. If some fans get so angry by the lack of fundamentals and lack of tackling and the argument that they can't get off of blocks, is that coaching or is that players? A lot of times it's the Joes on the field rather than the coaching and the scheme. You can have a scheme that works and have the players that can't execute it, and I think it's incumbent upon Brian Gutekunst now to fortify the defense even more. The question is, how much can he fortify this defense with Aaron Rodgers' contract that's going to be looming and other free agents that need to be signed? Brian Bulaga should come back. Mason Crosby should come back. But what do you do with the rest of these guys? I know there's some big times ahead for the Green Bay Packers. I just don't know how much better they can get. And that's legit. So if you believe that the talent on the defense was better than what they showed, you get rid of Mike Pettine. If you believe Mike Pettine did more with what he had than maybe the level of talent he actually had, then you got to keep him around. It's that simple. To go from 28th in the league to 9th in the league in 2 years in scoring, that's saying something. In scoring defense, that's saying something. And ultimately, scoring is what matters. That's kind of one of the numbers I pay more attention to than overall yards. So you tell me, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And then we'll follow that up. Okay, we'll follow that up because there were some people that said, well, what is Mark Murphy doing in on this? Because Mark Murphy was apparently at least in the discussion as to what they were or were not going to do when it came to the coaching staff. I want to know what the problem is. We'll take it a step further for those of you that have a legitimate problem with Mark Murphy being involved with these discussions. What is the problem? What is the problem? Why is there angst? You know? 855-830-8648. Brad says Mark Murphy needs to go. No clue about the football side of it. He's too worried about his tubing hill and skating rink. Dude loves to hear himself talk. My argument to that, Brad, is so what? Why does he need to go? So what? That's what he's supposed to do. When you say no clue about the football side of it, didn't he hire LaFleur? He and Brian Gutekunst? So he knew something there. And when it comes to the sledding hill or tubing hill, as you call it, in the skating rink, who cares? That's what you're supposed to do. People are paying to be a part of Titletown. That money then goes in turn to the Packers. They need to make money. This is what I don't understand. Why are people pissed off? 855-830-8648. Let's go to our buddy KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing, pal? What's up?
Hey, Bill. I'm not pissed off. Can I still talk to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. No, I'm not pissed off. It has a lot to do with the scheme as well as the personnel. I think it's the majority of it is the personnel, though. If you go back and look at the 2018, and I put this on Brian Gutekunst. If you go back and look at the 2018 draft, just pull that up, Bill, and tell me what you think about his draft picks for that draft and how they fit in right now with what we're talking about, the guys he drafted. And that'll kind of give you an idea of why they're where they're at right now in terms of not having the right personnel in place. Just pull that up.
Well, I got it. I mean, they got Jair Alexander, a solid cover corner. Josh Jackson has not turned out to be that guy. Oren Burks has been banged up. Jamon Moore is the wide receiver.
Never on the field.
See
Oren Burks.
No. Okay. He ended up with a torn. He looked good in training camp, and then he tore his pectoral muscle, and that was pretty much it for him.
Yeah.
Jamon Moore's gone. Jamon Moore's gone. Cole Madison finally came back and then ended up tearing a ligament, and he was done for the season. Marquez Valdes-Scantling was not good this year. J.K. Scott's your punter, and he's been pretty good. Equanimeous St. Brown.
Except for the second half of the year.
He had good games. No, he had good games. He struggled for like four games, and then he came on strong. But then
he had a 20-yard punt in the NFC Championship game.
I was just going to say that. He had a bad punt in the NFC Championship game. Then there was Equanimeous St. Brown, who did not play this year because of an injury. But Looney, Hunter Bradley, Kendall Donerson, bad. Seventh-round draft choices, all bad, all gone.
Right.
Yep.
So what's that tell you? That tells you that those guys that they drafted, the majority, probably, 95% of them, didn't contribute. You had one.
You had two guys that contributed.
Was Jair Alexander.
Two guys that contributed, and J.K. Scott was the other one. Other than that, nobody's really contributed.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yep. No, I agree.
All right, have a good one.
Appreciate it, man. I agree. As much as you want to talk about, personnel being the scheme, you got to get the personnel. Now you go back and look at this year. Elkton Jenkins, he's a mauler. Solid pick. Right? Darnell Savage, a lot of people like him, think he's going to be a really good safety. In his rookie season, he was pretty good. Rashawn Gary, who? Hasn't done anything. Jay Sternberger, the tight end, third-round draft choice. Didn't really do much. Kingsley Kiki, backup. Kadar Holman, Dexter Williams, running back. Ty Summers, I like. He was all training camp, and he had better speed. I mean, maybe he's going to get a chance now that Blake Martinez is gone. Maybe Ty Summers steps in. I don't know. We'll see at the seventh-round draft choice out of TCU. But he's right. You need more than two guys, three guys to hit in two drafts. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dave listening to us in Oshkosh. Dave, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing pretty good. How about you today, Bill?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Good. So what I think's going on here is I think you kind of have a combination of scheme and personnel coming together for almost a perfect storm, in a sense. All in all, I think personnel-wise, Green Bay's got a pretty solid defense, except in the middle and the linebacking core. it's pretty tough to come up with a good scheme when you have one middle linebacker against a very run-heavy team. So, to me, again, personnel-wise, I think Green Bay's in a good position outside of the middle linebacker slot. And I think, all in all, Mike Pettine's drawn up good schemes for the last 2 years, but it's difficult to come up with a good scheme when you only have one solid option at middle linebacker. I mean, you saw it Sunday. They got gashed by the run all day, and a lot of that comes down to how can you fill in that linebacker position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you play sideline to sideline and not get blocked or stymied and be able to get off blocks and not be tackling guys 8-9 yards downfield? I completely agree.
Exactly.
Appreciate the phone call, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. When we come back, Mike is in Beloit and a cast of thousands on hold. Stay tuned. And I want to know, is it Mike Pettine bringing him back a good move, bad move? Your thoughts? And nobody's calling up about the front office. I hear all the complaining. It's all Twitter. It's all the complaining is going on Twitter. Call the program, 855-830-8648. Hey, our friends have a great wine and dine package at the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Get up north, enjoy the snow a little bit, go out on the island there where the hotel is. They have a tremendous big indoor pool. They've got the Diamond Room with five-course beautiful gourmet dinners, or you just go down to the Boundary Waters Bar and just kind of yuck it up down there and have a good time. They have all kinds of different entertainment down there as well. They have ice cream parlors indoors. It's a really historical place. They've got history tours of the Four Seasons Island Resort. A lot going on in Pembine, Wisconsin. And you can upgrade the rooms now as well. But ask for the Wine and Dine Bill Michaels package up there in Pembine, Wisconsin. Call our girl Barb. 715-324-5800. That's 715-324-5800. That is the Four Seasons WI.com. You can go and check out at the website as well, by the way. The Four Seasons WI.com. The Four Seasons WI.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Talking a little bit about the Green Bay Packers, Mike Pettine being retained as the defensive coordinator. And also a lot of people chiming in on the front office and Mark Murphy. And I somebody call. Give me the reasons as to why. What is the angst? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Here's the deal. If you are looking to secure a reverse mortgage loan, you need to hear this, okay? I'm sitting here right now. I was dealing during one of the commercial breaks with my tax guy. And he's getting the paperwork together to send over to my buddy David Hochberg and Team Hochberg because I'm going through a refi in my home right now. And Team Hochberg, they've got a success story after success story after success story. Peter, a financial planner of all people. Called with reverse mortgage loan questions for Ruth. She widowed, 80-year-old client he has. This is, the guy Peter. And living in a $360,000 home, which she owned, free and clear, by the way. So Team Hochberg loan officer Jose Rodriguez explained how Ruth could secure a $214,000 loan, enabling Peter to extend the life of Ruth's assets under his management. Jose then helped out Ruth to secure the reverse mortgage loan. That eliminated her stress because she didn't want to run out of money and having to financially rely on the kids before she passes. So if you're a financial planner who would like to know a lot about Team Hochberg and how they could help maybe your clients, like they helped Peter and Ruth, they have a reverse mortgage loan line you can call. Call them and ask them. They're experts in all of this. They can help you out. You know, you don't have to be left there wondering with your hands up going, what am I going to do? Call Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Team Hochberg, they helped me, they helped Peter, they helped Ruth, thousands of other radio listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or go to 56david.com. They are part of Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. Good people over there at Team Hochberg. Got to just give them a buzz. They can help you out. Let's get back at it. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Beloit. Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, Bill. Great to hear you as always. Bill, I got to tell you, here's a perspective from something that happened south of the border there in Chicago. The Bears lost Vic Fangio last year, in between seasons last year. And he went to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. And they retained the majority of their defense. And if you watch the Bears' defense here this year, they regressed greatly in a lot of areas. They were still a stout defense, but they did not have as many takeaways, and it just seemed like they were not the same defense. They used a lot more blitz packages and things like that. But I just want to remind everybody that if you do change your defensive coordinator and you go to somebody else, you can see that, the coordinator makes obviously a huge difference. Because if you look at the Bears from last year and the year before, the roster was basically the same. They exchanged Amos for Clinton Dix, which I think really wasn't that big of a drop-off for the Bears either way. I think that they're about equal players, in my opinion. They're different in different ways. But, I mean, what do you think about that, Bill? Because I think that if you keep the coordinator makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And the roster is the same. So you got to be careful what you wish for, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think you know, Mike Cutton's got a good, solid core there. You got to add a few pieces in the middle, and I think they could shore up that run defense. They're going to be good. They were better in the beginning of the year. It seemed like the Packers were playing on fire for the first four or five games of their defense, and then I don't know. It's just like they dropped off or something.
Well, then they got run on. I mean, Dalvin Cook showed up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was part of it. I mean, the run defense this year, the run defense and the pass over the middle were the two Achilles heels. I mean, that's what cost the Packers ultimately down the stretch. I appreciate the phone call. You're right. I think, and that goes back to another guy up front that can keep linemen off of linebackers and linebackers that can shed those blocks, that can become that second line of defense. And Blake Martinez, and I've said this time and again, Blake Martinez, extremely solid, okay? It just, when it came to certain things, there was... solid wasn't good enough if you wanted to be really a good, dominant defense. And I'm not blaming this on Blake Martinez. I'm just simply saying that they had areas where they elevated, where the secondary was really, really good. At times, the secondary took chances, and they didn't pay off, and they gave up big plays. But the offense did enough to find ways to win games. So you fortify the offense, you make a few changes defensively to make them stronger, and I think you're going to come back next year and you're going to be as good, if not better. The problem is, the X factor in all of this is the injuries. They were as good this year, injury-wise, as they have been in almost two decades. And you can't rely on that. So you got to go find additional depth. And the more that you keep the young guys and the younger guys progressing in a system as they understand it, and you keep morphing as a coach, you should continue to get better and better and better, you know. But once guys really start to come of age and start to really earn that money, then they usually get the big contracts and they go elsewhere because you can't keep everybody. But that's the reason I'm thinking that you give Mike Pettine another year and you try to fortify it again with, you know, a few draftees, and you're probably going to have to dip into free agency to make it even better. 855-830-8648. But I agree. I think that, look, I got Mark here that says the 3-4 scheme is antiquated. It doesn't work anymore. Really? Four of the top 10 defenses are 3-4 defenses. So stop. Let's go to Kevin listening to us in Appleton. Kevin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Not too much. I just wanted to chime in on the role that Mark Murphy should play with the Packers. I just really don't feel that he should get involved in whether the defensive coordinator stays or goes. I think that should be solely on the head coach and maybe discussing it with Brian Gutekunst. I just feel as though if the coach is going to be responsible for the team, and if the team doesn't do well, that he could potentially lose his job, then he should be deciding who he gets to work with. I just think it's more about kind of like a Bill Parcells thing. You know, if you go to the store, you buy the groceries, you can make the meal. So I just feel as though it should be the head coach doing it. It shouldn't even be a collaboration, really. So I just want your feelings on
that. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if I would say... Kevin, collaboration. Appreciate the phone call. I think whenever you're going to make changes and you're going to change up, you know, your organization, you're letting Mark Murphy know. See, that's the thing. This is not new. When Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy were at opposite ends of the building, Mark would go about his business because that's what Bob Harlan did. Let football people handle football, and you go about your business. Well, then things started to become, as he noticed, siloed, where people weren't talking. You know, and he finally said enough's enough, and he saw that some of the problems were created because of Ted, and Ted put Mike in precarious positions, and he said, that's it. We're done. Ted, he's moving on. Mike, we're all going to meet. We're all going to make sure that if you've got things, you've got needs, you've got complaints, we're going to hear them. You know, I want to hear all this stuff. You know, I'm not here to make all the decisions. I'm here to let everybody vent so they know that they've got a forum in which they can go, and let's discuss it. Let's do what's best for the team, you know? And believe me, the Packers' business plan is based off of the team. There's a lot of teams that don't base it that way. It's money first and then the team. Packers are just the opposite. So I have no doubt that they want to win a championship. I have no doubt they want to get to the postseason, and they want to continue to get bigger and stronger financially in the community. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. You need to make money to stay viable in the NFL. That's what he's supposed to do. I never understood. If the Packers come out and say they make $100 million this year, there's going to be people going, wow, they did it on our back. Well, then don't spend your money. But for them to be viable with Jerry Jones and some of the bigger franchises, they have to. That's what you're supposed to do. Look, they're moving into an unbelievable new facility, the Oakland Raiders are. The Chargers and the Rams are building in these monoliths. So I don't know why you're upset that they expand and renovate and make new, like new, Lambeau Field. Fans love it. They're still competitive. Yes, I think they need to push the chips to the middle of the table and win a championship. Yes, I believe that. But, you know, I sit back and try to look at the big picture sometimes, too, and realize this is what they're supposed to do. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. Hey, don't forget, coming up tonight, 6 to 8, going to be over there at the New Berlin Ale House. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle. We are brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We got more coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Milwaukee, catch the Hall of Famer Sidney Moncrief during the postgame shows as he talks Bucks basketball with Baby Tausch at AM 1250 and 105.7 FM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Michael's show. We are continuing on. Glad to have you on board today. Hey, our friends over there at Pella Windows and Doors, Gina Della, they want to get some replacement windows in your home. You're probably sitting there right now thinking to yourself, damn, got cold there last week, down in the single digits. Windows were just cold to lay next to, cold in the room. And you're thinking about replacement windows now. They can start saving you money right now, right here, right now, today. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they want to simplify your life because they do it all. They measure, they manufacture, they install, they service. They back them. Limited lifetime warranty. They even offer some financing that's just amazing. 9 styles, by the way, of Pella Windows and Doors to fit your taste and really to match what you have going on inside your home. Whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, or wood, they've got it all. And big screen patio doors and things that keep you secure. I mean, there's a lot to think about when you start talking about replacement windows. And Pella really kind of checks the boxes of all the questions you may ask. And now you can have replacement windows and save. Start saving right now. Your choice of 10 years, 2.99 APR financing. Oh, by the way, it really raises the value of your home, too, just so you know. Or no interest financing for 18 months to approve credit and qualifying installations. So make window replacement right now a part of your 2020 life. Start saving money. They can do it today. Yes, they do it in the cold. They do it in the snow. They'll kind of, you know, tape off an entire room. That way you're not losing heat and energy and money. So they'll get it done. They're good people. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. and see for yourself what it is they do. You can get an in-home consultation. You can go into their showroom. You can go to PellaWI.com today. That is PellaWI.com today. We'll talk more about Mike Pettine coming up here in just a little bit. There's something going that's been going around for a while, and I've said this all along. I'm not losing any sleep over it. Some of you are. Brian Windhorst obviously covers the NBA, and there's a lot of talk about Giannis and what Giannis has going on right now. They're having a hell of a season, okay? Just a hell of a season, a historic season. And there is a belief that someone, somewhere, way, shape, or form, will woo Giannis out of Milwaukee. And Brian Windhorst, he doesn't believe that it's a lock to sign a Supermax deal in Milwaukee. And he explains why. So he take a listen to what Brian Windhorst has to say.
I think the Bucks and John Horst have done a spectacular job. Yeah. If you look at the way that team is built, it is ideally structured around him. He seems happy. He seems invested. They haven't been fortunate enough to be able to get a second superstar. That said, they have done the best they possibly can to add to that team. But unfortunately, in this modern day NBA, you are constantly tested by the superstars. And unless Giannis is being charitable, it's hard for me to understand why he would extend next summer.
Why he would take the Supermax offer, which the ownership has already let slip. No surprise, they're going
to
give it.
Well, my gosh, if they don't, they need to have their minds examined. Now, if they win a championship this year and he walks off the parade and they're holding the paper and he's emotional and he just signs it, that'd be great for everybody.
Right.
But Giannis is going to be a Supermax player no matter what happens, whether it's next year or the year after. And so this is a difficulty that exists with this new concept of extending. It turns the extension into the pressure point. Because if the player doesn't extend, all of a sudden there's all this drama. And Giannis has shown no hint that he wants to be anywhere but Milwaukee. But if they don't win the championship especially, I just don't see, he doesn't have an incentive to sign it.
Right.
And that could, and that is no fault of Milwaukee, their fans, John Horst, Mike Budenholzer. That's the system we have. And I'm gonna tell you something else, Coach. If Giannis doesn't sign the Supermax and stay there, the entire Supermax thing will have been a failure. Because the way the Supermax was written in was specifically for this exact situation to keep Giannis, because this is the point where Kevin Durant...
Isn't the Supermax already a failure? The Supermax was designed as a bribe. Guess what? Bribing NBA players, these superstars who already make hundreds of millions of dollars throughout their career, who get so much money in endorsements, they are not able to be bribed to throw away their prime on an organization that they feel doesn't deserve it. It hasn't worked. I know it was a reaction to Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City.
Right.
I get it. The teams wanted, to your point of, hey, that pressure point comes now a season earlier. They want basically a heads up. Right? Oklahoma City felt it didn't get enough of a heads up on KD and that they might have been able to deal him for something as opposed to having him walk away. But I don't know. I'm kind of with Brian that Giannis could absolutely love being in Milwaukee, have no intention on leaving. Why should he have to make that commitment a year early when he could make the same commitment for the same amount of money and stay in Milwaukee? I'm not saying he should leave Milwaukee. I am not saying that. But just keep his options as open as the team's options get to be. Because if he signs the extension, a year later, they could trade him if they wanted to. And again, I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
But again, why wouldn't he want the same rights the team has?
Even if he went to another organization, I would find it hard to believe that that organization could do a better job putting the team around him than the Bucks have.
No.
That said, if in 2021 there is a superstar in wait there and there's Giannis could come and he doesn't have rings, I could see him just because that's the nature of the NBA. So it's uncomfortable.
So there's a discussion. That was Rachel Nichols that was there as well, Brian Windhorst, ESPN. I will say this. They don't know, at least I don't believe so, they don't know Giannis the way people here in Milwaukee know Giannis. And I know that's rather arrogant to say, but one of the things that they don't know is that Giannis goes to the front office and says, you keep the band together, I will win you a championship, basically putting the onus on him. You know, if they fail to win a championship, you can't look anywhere else but Giannis and start there and trickle down. It's never easy to criticize the superstar who has given you so much. But he basically said, I will throw this team on my back and I'll win one. You know, just give me enough supporting cast and we'll do this. And so they, you know, they have the Lopez brothers together and Giannis's brother they bring in, and they keep George Hill for the experience. And they, and like right now, it's on one hand, why would you want to make a deal at the trade deadline to screw up the chemistry? On the other hand, would you go out and do everything you could possibly do to make sure that you do achieve greatness and win a championship when you're already five games above everybody else in the NBA and you're rolling right along? So they don't know Giannis's family. They don't know the story here in Milwaukee. They don't know his, to a certain extent, humbleness. He knows he's about to come into an amount of money that will make him secure and his kids secure and their kids secure for the rest of their lives. And, oh, by the way, he loves playing in Milwaukee. It's not fake. It's not something that's passe. It's not something that's just here today, gone tomorrow. So I get where they're coming from, because other superstars have done it. But other superstars are not Giannis. Now, I may be just completely blind to the business side of the NBA, and very possibly I am. But I start with the person first and go to the business second. Because if he would leave, that would be the biggest lie and liar to the face of the fans of Milwaukee that maybe has ever walked through the door. You know, he's always proclaimed that I'm staying here. He doesn't want to practice or play with other players in the offseason to get better, because he doesn't want to give away any of his secrets for Milwaukee. You know? That's why this whole thing where people panic, it's great to talk about. It fuels programs like mine. I understand that, and that's what we're here to do. But I'm here to tell you, you could knock me over with a feather if Giannis even considered leaving Milwaukee, with all that they have done, with how they've kept up their end of the bargain, where he's a guy that always proclaims that he's a man of his word. So both sides have committed, short of just putting the paper in front of them. Unless some kind of massive behind-the-scenes fallout erupted, I could not ever imagine Giannis ever leaving Milwaukee with a Supermax in his hand. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. So I get it. There's a discussion, but I don't. It's not going anywhere. Giannis is not going anywhere. I'm good with that. I really am. I'm telling you now, he ain't going anywhere. We're good. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Well, the switch is a-coming. And here we go again. It's nothing you didn't know. We'll talk about it next on the Bill Michael Show. Michael Show, we continue on. My buddy Doc Paul, as I call him, the premier resource for a comprehensive range of family and cosmetic dental services. You gotta go to him if you're looking for a new dentist. LevineDental.com, L-E-V-I-N-E, LevineDental.com. Your smile is in the very best of hands. The very best of hands. It's where I go, and I couldn't swear by him anymore. By the way, most of the people, almost all of our sponsors, I go there, I trust them. The same thing goes with Mike Mack, the tax attorney. Mike has a proven track record of helping Wisconsin residents and business owners eliminate any tax problem, going back years and years and years. And he uses little-known federal laws to wipe out tax problems. He can change payments. He can work with the IRS. He can do all kinds of stuff, even with unfiled tax returns. Go to MikeMack.com. That's Mike Mack, M-A-C-K, MikeMack.com. And see for yourself. If you got an issue right now, especially this time of year, you know what I'm talking about. go there and say, hey, can you give me a hand? And let them do their thing. Give them a few days, and they'll get back to you, and you'll go, wow, that's awesome. MikeMack.com. That is MikeMack.com. Hey, if you're out and about today, or any other day for that matter, and you want some lunch or a good dinner, Stoley's Hog Alley on Venice Beach Road in Oconomowoc. You don't have to be a biker to have fun there or anything like that. Go to Stoley'sHogAlley.com. That is Stoley's Hog Alley. S-T-O-L-L-E-Y-S. Hog, H-O-G-G. Alley, A-L-L-E-Y. Stoley'sHogAlley.com. Good people out there. Really good people out there, as a matter of fact. So we talked a little bit about Giannis. Now, another Milwaukee story, but I want to change your sights back over to baseball, because here's the thing. We knew this was coming. We didn't know if it was going to be AmFam Fields or American Family Field. But it's American Family Field. Okay. We knew it was coming. Why all of a sudden are people upset again? And what is your best memory? They're not knocking it down, for God's sakes. They're changing the name. They're changing the name. Miller Park had a good run. Miller did not want to renew. It's not like they outbid Miller. Miller just said, nah, we're not interested. You know, nah, it's okay. Talk to you later. So here comes American Family, keeping it local. And they're moving in. All right, I'm good with that. Hey, as long as the Brewers are here, that's what I care about. They got a premier ballpark, an unbelievably domed stadium where we know there's going to be baseball. Fans come from all over the country, all over the world, to see their favorite teams here, including the Milwaukee Brewers. You can tailgate in the rain and the snow, but you can go inside and you're comfortable. You don't have to worry about it at all. It fills up. The team is good. There's a lot of optimism. I don't think you can ask for much more than that. I'm good with that. American Family Field, doesn't roll off the tongue as easily as Miller Park does, but okay. So I can see us saying we're going to AmFam or we're going to see the Brewers. And, you know, I don't think much changes. I think a lot of people are still going to call it Miller Park. I think the day that when they, you know, get rid of the signage and they put up the new signage, that'll be one of those days where you go, you know, okay. You know, you just saw the word Miller. You didn't really see a logo, so to speak, you know, short of the beer being sold inside. But, I mean, even Miller has given way to a lot of the craft beers that are now down that first base line. So, okay, great. You know, American Family has made enough money that they can support a senior PGA tournament in our state and also have the naming rights and keep the Brewers viable in our state. I'm good with that. I know some people don't. I mean, if it was the changing of Lambeau Field, Lambeau is not sponsored. The gates are sponsored. Lambeau Field is Lambeau Field. It's like Wrigley Field is Wrigley Field, you know? Fenway is Fenway. Those things are historic and traditional. They're not sponsored, you know? Lambeau Field was named after Curly Lambeau, and that's the way it should stay. But you started out with another brand on your property to begin with. So I don't know why people are getting so bent out of shape. Sometimes people get mad just to get mad, I guess. I don't know what else to make of it. Let's see here. This is our buddy Kevin Kennedy listening to us in Mosin. He said, on this day 9 years ago, the Packers strolled in to Close Encounters of the Third Kind Stadium in Chicago and claimed the Halas Trophy, prompting the legendary post-game speech from Charles Woodson, remember that and have a good day. You are correct. You are 100% correct. This is from Scott. Scott says, American Family Fields, Orchard Field, I don't care what it is. As long as the Brewers are winning and they're playing in the state of Wisconsin, I'm good with it. Craig says that I think Mark Murphy will name the stadium Mark Murphy Stadium before it's all said and done. That's where things are going with his business plan. I say get rid of all of them and start over. Craig, why? Why? What's wrong? They're not going to change the name, first of all. Secondly, what is your angst? What is wrong? I don't understand. You know? And it's not like I haven't been here a while. I've been here for 20 years. 20 plus. So I don't understand the problem with the team. The team has to make money. They don't have an owner. It's not like Jerry Jones can just all of a sudden say, I'm going to write a bigger check. They don't have an owner. You got to make money. How much is too much? Well, that's dependent upon you. If you don't like it, don't go. Don't spend your money. But the Packers are the biggest business, not only in Green Bay, but almost in the state of Wisconsin. They are big business for everybody. There's a trickle-down effect here. You want them here. And because they have been so viable, they have spent their money wisely, they have bought things, knocked things down, built things up, leased businesses out, they're making money. That's what you want them to do. And because they show you, or it's bigger than you ever dreamed possible, I don't understand the problem. Is there jealousy there? I mean, we can't be jealous of billionaires. I mean, right? Can we? We're not in that stratosphere, right? So I don't understand what the argument is or the issue is. Coming up in the next hour, by the way, we'll get back at it. Did the Packers make the right decision in bringing back Mike Pettine back? I want to talk about that. Also, in case you missed it, a great discussion with Boomer Esiason from CBS Sports. We're going to hear that coming up here in a little while as well. And a lot more yet to come. Stay tuned. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on, coming up with more right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.